I love this topic. This is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. In this session of the Performance Project, you'll be crystallizing your current core values. Core values are big. They're things like love, freedom, security, education, joy, and loyalty. They are the guiding principles that dictate your thoughts, your behavior, and your actions. Your vision is like a clearing in the woods, the place you're headed, and your core values are like a compass guiding you there. They can help you decide what's right and wrong for you, and they can help you make tough decisions. A lot of people think they know what their values are, but I believe that you don't really know what they are until you've written them down and you've tested them. If you don't quite have your core values clear in your mind, or if you leave them ambiguous, you might feel a lack of direction. You might have trouble making decisions or feel a little unsure about setting goals. If you're in transition or feeling restless, identifying your core values can help you navigate an unclear path. Most of the time, your core values dictate your behavior. If you've ever lain awake at night feeling sick to your stomach about something you did or said or something you didn't say or do, you know what it's like to feel out of sync with your core values. Identifying them clearly can help you have fewer of these sleepless nights. Most of us, consciously or unconsciously, use our core values to select relationships, choose business partners, jobs, and decide where to live. Core values also drive how you manage money and time. My core values keep me out of trouble and acting in a way that's congruent with who I am. And man, do I know when I slip up. There's hardly a worse feeling than doing something that goes against one of your own deeply held values. So, why do core values matter? Having worked with thousands of people now, I've learned that the ability to express your core values in your daily life is at the heart of what makes you happy. If you're not expressing your values in your everyday activities, you'll inevitably feel a degree of suffering. That could show up as feeling stuck, restless, an inability to accomplish your goals. You could feel stressed out. You might feel frustrated or resentful. You might feel depressed. You might have anxiety or a general feeling of sadness or disappointment. Even just simple longing can be a sign of not being clear about your core values. If you've clearly identified your core values, it's much easier to draw a straight line from whatever's not working to what you can do about it. We often look outside ourselves for the things that make us happy or unhappy. If only we had a different spouse, a different job, house, a group of friends, a different horse, or a different family, we would be happy. We think that it is that thing outside ourselves that makes us happy or not. The thing is, though, that we are in relationship to those things outside ourselves. How we relate to those things is more likely to be causing suffering than the thing itself. And we have the power to choose who we be. We have the power to choose who we be. Many people get divorced only to take all their same issues and problems that they've attributed to their spouse right into their next relationship. Same with the new job or the new house or the new horse. If you're able to identify the ways in which you're not able to express your values in your relationship or your job or in your community, you'll be in a powerful position to create a situation in which you will be able to. This could mean a new job or a new boyfriend, but it could also mean some other shift that directly relates to your living in better alignment with your core values. Your values naturally change over time. Okay, core values change throughout your lifetime. You might be someone who holds success as a high value early in your career, but as you get older, you begin to realize that you now value peace more than success. It's important to re-examine your values periodically. What was important to you once may not be so important to you now. So many times I find people are unhappy simply because they have not recognized that their values have changed. Their thoughts and their habits still reflect their old values. Even their goals still reflect their old values. This is why I ask you to identify your core values from your vision, from what you want to create, rather than from your past. Knowing your core values can help you get the courage you need to take risks, to try new things, to get out of unhealthy or destructive situations, or simply motivate you to get out and ride your horse every day. How do your core values impact your daily life? We human beings tend to be inconsistent in how we invest our time and energy. Most of us are easily distracted. We fall into the trap of living by different priorities every day. 1 week we exercise, the next week we slack off, one day we work productively, the next day we're unmotivated, we get fired up about new projects or plans, and then we abandon them. Knowing your core values can help you prioritize and stick to a clear path. Living by them can help you ditch a lot of the drama in your life. The definition of emotional intelligence is the ability to act according to your values, your goals, and your vision instead of according to your emotions. I'll be asking you to extract your values from your vision. Look at your vision that you created several months ago and identify the four areas of your life that show up as the most important in your vision. Examples might be family, horses, career, friends, home, art, spirituality, finances, health and fitness, personal growth, travel, primary relationship, business, etc. Choose only four. Combine any areas where there's some overlap. Okay, then second, use the vision quadrants chart in your training notebook to assign an area of your life to each quadrant. Okay, so it's going to be a line down the middle of the page, a line horizontally across the middle, and you'll have four different squares in your quadrant. Assign one of those squares to each of the four important areas in your life. One by one, go through each quadrant and write down key parts of your vision that relate to each of those areas. Okay, then ask yourself, why do these matter to me? And write down any words that come to mind. You should get to things like love, freedom, security, joy, adventure, peace, big things like that. Circle the word from each quadrant that most resonates with you as a core value. There's no good or bad, right or wrong here. When you land it, you will know. If you don't land it, set it aside for a while and come back to it later. You should end up with a core value for each quadrant. The end result will be that each square in your quadrant represents an area of your life, and there will be a core value circled in each one. There will, of course, be overlap. Just make sure that each core value really resonates as something that's important to you. Please don't overthink this. There's no right or wrong here, no good or bad core values. Just claim them. Have fun with this.